I was like trending on Twitter at that time, like 14 years ago, and I was like probably like the most hate train I ever got was from the Direction fans, and I was like, but I swear I'm just really a Directioner like you guys. Oh, like I just went to the concert. They were probably the most attack that I got. Yeah. They ride for those people hard.
They ride hard. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Miranda Moments. Today, I'm taking a moment to dive a little bit deeper with our guest, Madison Pettis. Hey, Madison.
Hey, Miranda.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
The M factor.
Yes.
Miranda and Madison.
I love it.
Okay, so on Miranda Moments, as I just said, I like to pick a topic that I can dive in with you on.
Okay.
And today, I want to talk to you about social media, the social meds.
Let's do it.
Yeah. What is your thought process on social media? I know it's in all of our lives and there's a lot of stuff that goes down on social media, from hate comments to making unexpected connections. What's your relationship to it like?
I feel like because I started it pretty young that it's just been like part of my life for so long. I'm grateful that I was like not in the era where I had it when I was like 10. Like I'm glad it was like, you know, in my tween years that it started coming into my life. So I feel like it was also a professional thing for me. Like, I think of it more as for my business and, you know, putting things out for public perception. Mm-hmm. So I try to keep, like, a nice healthy balance of showing my everyday life, but also keeping, like, the personal things more private. I'm more of, like, I feel like a consumer of social media than I am, like, a poster. Like, I'm on TikTok literally all the time, but I only post on TikTok, like, once every few months.
Yeah.
And I feel, like, a pretty positive relationship with it.
Have you had this experience? Because I have had this experience where I go to TikTok to decompress.
Yes.
I will scroll. I enjoy. I have my favorite kind of like comfort creators.
Right.
But I feel it eating my brain.
For sure.
Like I actually feel like I have gotten less smart on TikTok. But I've also learned a lot on TikTok. But there are moments where I'm literally like, I think I'm stupid. Like, I think my IQ is dropping.
It can't be healthy for us. The long-term effects can't be good. I think my attention span is way shorter because I'm also watching everything on TikTok in like 2x speed, which is nuts. So sometimes I'm watching.
You push your finger.
Yeah, I hold my finger down or I click it where you put like clear display and then you can do 1.5, 2x. You haven't changed the speeds?
No.
I'm sorry. It's a game changer because I'm like, well, now I'm consuming twice the amount of content that I could have before.
Yeah, that's
it feels more efficient.
Okay.
You know, if video is like 10 minutes, I'm like, I'm not going to sit here for that long, but like, let me get
to
the
point. Let me go. Yeah. I'll just like drag my finger across the bottom, but I never speed it up.
Oh, yeah, I speed it up.
But oh my gosh, that must be,
Yeah, and now it's impacted. Like, my friends will send me a voice memo in text, and I figured out you can speed those up too. Because, you know, if you listen to voice memo and everyone's like,
you can
wait,
speed
sorry,
up a voice
for
note?
A second. Wait, okay. And they're like stuttering, and I'm like, come on, girl, get to the point. 2x. Yeah, you can do that too.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, definitely with the attention span. I definitely feel that way because I sometimes, even when I'm watching YouTube or whatever now, I just feel like I can't sit and watch it. And I'm like, that's scary. I need to read a book.
Yeah, I don't let myself do the two screens at one time thing. When people are like, oh, I have to have my big screen doing my show or my movie and then my little screen. I'm like, no, if I'm watching a TV show or movie, my phone is down.
Yeah.
Or I will pause if I need to like check a text or something. But I can't, like, that just makes me sad that people aren't consuming traditional media because they have to be looking at TikTok at the same time. That makes me sad.
Yeah, me too. And I'm guilty of that, unfortunately. See what
it's
I'm
so
saying?
Easy.
It just like invades our lives.
It does. It's too easy. But I mean, I think some parts of it are probably enriching our lives. Like, you must be watching some things that are like, oh, I learned something new today.
Yes.
You know.
Definitely. I mean, listen, social media, off of TikTok, I found my Neatos, which I freaking love. People know, like,
love that.
I'm obsessed with my fidget.
Yes.
I learned how to do different makeup trends.
Yes.
Like, grateful for
Recipes.
Workouts. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Do you feel pressure from social media ever to post, to look a certain way?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of has to be part of my business. I've been fortunate to make money from Instagram and TikTok and, you know, working with like beauty brands, fashion companies, brands that I like, but like you only are going to get those opportunities if you're posting like normal non-sponsored content as well. So you have to sort of keep up and, you know, try to post things that your fans like to see.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to make it just like authentic to myself. I'm not like, you know, like vlogging, for example, like doesn't really fit in my vibe. I don't really like talking to camera that much. I feel like I prefer talking just like as characters and doing interviews like this is fine. But I don't feel like, okay, guys, like here's what I'm doing today. Like that feels a little unnatural to me. I'm more like into pictures or like editing a cute little video with like music over it.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to make it still feel like comfortable to me. But yeah, I do feel like I have to keep up with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had people suggest that I lean more into my social media. Mm-hmm. And I understand, because I feel like in today's world, people are almost looking to your social media before they look at any other part of you.
It's true.
How many followers do you have? How many likes is this person getting? What is their engagement like? And so
That's crazy. I'm like, look at people's engagement. It's nuts. I'm not looking at what other people's likes and comments are. That's crazy.
I know.
Yeah.
And it really is a thing, which I think then you can't help but attach purpose and meaning to that, because mm-hmm. that's how we're kind of quantifying our value, so to speak.
We are,
and that's really toxic. But if you're also working in the world where that matters, I feel like it almost is like branching into any field now,
because you see
doctors and like optometrists and people who all have social media, dermatologists who are like all there promoting themselves and sharing their information. And I don't know, there's just such a crazy crossover. But I was wondering, you know, no, I totally forgot my question. Hold on. Let me bring it back.
The sound effects.
I know. Raven's sound effects are great. authenticity. Mm-hmm. I think that was going to be my thing. People have also said that I should do more of the vlogging and whatever, and it's really hard for me too.
Yeah, it's not everyone's personality.
And I don't enjoy like that talking to camera element, or, you know, watch me get ready. And I understand that it opens doors, but it just isn't my vibe.
Yeah.
Have you ever come across a person that you've seen online who is totally one way and then met them in person and you're like, whoa, you're nothing like your online persona?
All the time.
Really?
Yeah, in good ways and bad ways. Like sometimes I'll meet someone and I'll think that I have a vibe of them, and then I'm like, oh, they're actually like really cool and down to earth, and their, you know, Instagram doesn't come across that way. Mm-hmm. Or the reverse, where I'm like, oh my gosh, they have like such a big personality, they're gonna be so funny, and they're really shy and introverted. And there's nothing wrong with either of those. It doesn't have to be a direct reflection of you. It can sort of be like a facade and just how you want to be presented, but then you have your own thing, and that's how people in your real life know you. I think it's fine to have sort of, you know, Hannah Montana and then Miley, like, okay, that's me.
Yeah,
and that's who people know me as. I think that's fine.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people actually do that. They wear a mask, and mm-hmm. the catch or the thing that people don't understand, because there's such intense parasocial relationships, is that people, there is a performative element no matter how authentic you're showing up.
For sure.
That like, even if you're in my house watching me do a get ready, I'm still like performing for camera doing
right. You're always going to be a little bit different when cameras are rolling. People often tell me when they meet me, like, oh, you're funny in real life. I didn't know you were like funny. And I'm like, well, because I'm not like doing bits on my Instagram. Like that just feels like that's not me. I save, if I'm going to do comedy, it's going to be like
somewhere
in TV or something.
Yeah,
like
with a script.
Right. Not like doing stand up like in my room, even though some people are so good at that and make like hilarious comedy videos and blow up on TikTok and stuff that way. But yeah, it's not my personality.
Have you had to deal with hate comments and online BS of that nature?
I would say like I've been pretty fortunate for the most part. I definitely get more positive than negative, which I know is not everyone's experience, so mm-hmm. I feel lucky. It's often a lot of the same, like, you know, talking about my childhood or like just bringing up like old comments like that, or like, you know, I did a movie with The Rock, and if I post like half of a sexy picture, they're like, does The Rock know you're dressing like this? And I'm like, okay, that joke might have been funny like 10 years ago. It's not that funny anymore.
Yeah.
Like, we can move on from things like that. But I wouldn't consider that like hate comments. For the most part, I feel like I've been pretty lucky somehow.
So you haven't had the mental health element really that becomes impacted?
The most bullied I ever got was like by One Direction fans when I was like 13, and I loved One Direction as every other 13-year-old girl did, and I went to one of their concerts with one of my friends, and we posted a selfie of us like crying during the concert because we were freaking out and being silly and stupid, and they were like, how dare you take a selfie of you during this concert that people wanted to see, that people, and you guys got your tickets for free because you're famous. And we didn't, we bought them on StubHub like the day before, and I was like trending on Twitter at that time like 14 years ago, and that was like probably like the most hate train I ever got was from the Direction fans. And I was like, but I swear I'm just really a Directioner like you guys. Like, I just went to the concert. They were probably the most attack that I got.
Yeah. It's crazy when you end up on the wrong side of the fanship or the fandom of like a very famous person, like the Beehive, the way that those people will attack.
Yeah, no, they come for you, like Swifties. Yeah. They will come for
exactly.
you, like
Nicki Minaj's fans, super intense.
Yes.
Oh my goodness,
yeah, they ride for those people hard.
They ride hard. This is called Miranda Rights, okay. And I'm going to read you your Miranda Rights. You have the right to remain silent, or you can answer truthfully. Okay. Either way, your responses will probably be used against you. Well, maybe not yours. They won't be used against you in the comment section because everyone loves you. Okay, so you're just going to tell me if this thing should be legal or illegal.
Okay.
Talking during a movie.
Illegal, like jail, or like, that's not good. Like jail. Lock them up.
Cancel.
Yeah, yeah. You're canceled. You're canceled for life.
It should be illegal. Yeah, save your comments for afterwards.
Laughing out loud at your own jokes in public.
Legal. I hope you find yourself funny. Someone's got to laugh. If you don't think you're funny, who else will?
Literally. Sunglasses indoors at night.
If you're like, yeah, if you're like Justin Bieber, it's fine.
Only the beeps.
Yeah.
Eating pizza with a fork.
No, illegal.
I agree.
Pick it up.
Yes.
Depends on what kind. You're picking up a Chicago pizza? You just gonna pick up a deep dish?
Like? Two hands.
Oh my God, you guys, who are you?
Two hands.
I'm also allergic to cheese. Maybe I'm not the best judge of that because my pizzas are kind of half-assed.
Cheeseless.
Cheeseless. Yeah, they're not giving much.
I get cheeseless pizzas
too. Hilarious. They're not great, but no, yeah.
But you make it work.
Yeah.
You suffer. Keeping your Christmas decorations up year-round.
No, illegal. I'm scared.
Jail. Jail for all of them. Madison, thanks for sitting down with me and doing a Miranda moment.
That was fun. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for watching. Please make sure to check out the full episode with Madison this Thursday on Tea Time.